Okay, now there's a lot of people want to get out of the old marriage. They want a new one.
Yes.
So we got the happily ever after, which is
Yeah.
part of that thing. You call it a myth. Now, Linda Miles is here. She's a PhD. She's a doctor, psychotherapist. Is it a psychotherapist?
Yes.
That word psycho kind of scares some of us. Good film. But you know, I'm in therapy every night here. You know, you can't get on the air here and say all those things I just said and not be therapeutic.
Right.
Even craziness has therapy in it, doesn't
It
it?
has humor, and humor is one of the best things you can have in your life.
Yeah. Now, where are you? Are you officed?
I'm officed in Florida.
Oh, why are you here? It's gonna snow.
Because I love New York.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah, good start. Now,
Yes.
you know, this city here has a certain energy.
Wonderful.
And every place I've worked, which has been about 38 different places in my lifetime so far, it has a different something to it. You know, I commuted to Florida every week for 3.5 years, and my one daughter's down there now.
Where?
She's not in your neighborhood, she's on the West Coast,
Oh,
and
okay.
I had a house in Fort Lauderdale, so I
Oh,
kept going
yeah.
back and forth there.
Yeah.
But I was there for 10 years or so.
Yes.
And having my story is not so important as to present the point that when I got divorced, when we got divorced, there were
Yes.
two of us, you know.
Yes.
The horrible thing was, I mean, besides the codependency
Right.
and holding on to everything that I thought was sacred
Yes.
because I have a religious belief and I had a certain walk I was taking in my life. So I had a hard time with letting go. And in the marriage relationship, we were really good friends. And the friendship was gone
Right.
with the divorce because it got to be you have to get mad at someone to leave them. So I think, you know, I had to find something wrong in order to walk
Yes.
away from it.
Yeah.
So that kind of sets it up for a bad rejoining as friends because the friendship was already busted with infidelity and that means the trust is gone.
Right. Exactly. And I tell people if you hold on to that anger, it's like drinking Drano and expecting the other person to die.
Oh boy.
And very often when we get angry, we don't really look at what it's doing to us, to our insides. And we think that it's some kind of attack on the other person. It's not. It's an inner attack if you hold on to it.
So where do you begin? Does someone come to your office when they're going to get a divorce or after they got one? Or both?
Unfortunately, and I imagine many marriage therapists have this experience right now, and that is they don't come until oftentimes it's too late. And what's happening is one or the other of them's ready to get out, and they want me to hold a hand. Very often it's the woman who's ready to get out, and she wants me to be with the man while she leaves him. That's not to say some people don't come in on time,
Yeah.
but we wait way too late. We don't educate people before they get married. We have great research about what makes marriage work long term. We help
What does
educate
make it
people.
work? Let's talk about that for a
Yeah,
second here.
yeah. Friendship, kindness. Love is a practice. It's not a happily ever after event. It's a practice. If you look at couples who have good long-term relationships, like, can I give you an example?
Yeah, please.
Of course, you know James Brady and his wife Sarah. Brady was shot with
Right. President
Reagan.
Reagan, yeah.
I saw them on television not long ago, and Joey, it was so moving because he said, with a lot of emotion, and he has a speech impediment, he said, "The doctor saved me physically. My wife saved me emotionally."
Oh, boy.
And you could see the emotion between them. They had such a sense of humor. They had such a sense of sharing. That's love. That's what it takes to have a long-term relationship. Another example I would give you is I was recently in a store and I was confused because this man was holding up a blouse and he said, "Honey, I found you the little black dress you've been looking for." And it wasn't a dress, it was a blouse. And then I see she's in a wheelchair. So it was her little black dress. But it's that acceptance. People who have happy marriages accept the person as they are. They're not comparing them with someone or some ideal. They're in love with that person. With, you
Well,
know.
you know, there's no accounting for attraction. What one person sees in another, you might not see, and you're,
Right.
other than the judgment on the outside of who's pretty and who's tall and who's short, who's fat. I mean, all of that business doesn't count when you meet somebody who resonates with you.
Exactly.
And there's no accounting for taste, but there's also beauty is skin deep.
Exactly.
So where do you go when you have somebody who's very beautiful and is so concerned with herself in the mirror all day, or himself, you know?
That's not love. It's lust. I mean, that person is not capable of loving. If they're narcissistic, if they're into themselves, it's not going to hold up. A long-term relationship, like I said, is based on loving that person for who they are, not for some external thing, how they look in the mirror. That's great for a year or so. You know, people marry a bracelet. A lot
Sure.
of people marry bracelets.
Or a car.
Yeah, but it gets old. It usually takes about 2 years for the high to wear off. I remember a professor of mine saying that he married this most beautiful woman. He said she was a 10. And he said, you know, I kept trying to find these external things that would make me happy. He said, so I moved to Big Sur, and I married the perfect 10. He said, and I feel like I ran my rope out in the Pacific. He said, I realized how miserable I was. And even though she was perfect, and she was a dancer, and she was beautiful, my life was empty. You have to fill it from the inside out.
High maintenance, they call it?
High maintenance,
yeah.
Yes.
All right, so when you are in love, there's the first blush, and there's the honeymoon period, and the glow is, you say, lasts 2 years as a rule.
Well, it can last longer, but 2 years is about right.
It's about 2 years before you
know,
start
like
getting
people
in.
That win lotto, it takes them 2 years to kind of run through the high. Takes us about 2 years for something to start to get old.
So when this hits,
that's
where the game begins.
That's where life begins.
Yeah, the game of life.
The game of life. And if you see that, and if you see that you're going to have an opportunity to have your marriage be a growing machine, and you use it as an opportunity to look at yourself and not the other person, not to blame them that you're unhappy, but you say, why do I get so upset about this? Can I give you an example?
Yeah.
In I guess the first year of our marriage, my husband and I went on a trip to Venice. While we were there, he was not aware I became seasick. I was on a boat, and I'm trying to look at the horizon so I won't throw up. Apparently, an Italian guy is staring back at me. My husband gets very jealous. We get off the boat. He won't even speak to me. I don't know why. I don't know what I've done. We had the biggest fight, and he wouldn't open up. And finally, when he told me, I got really mad, and I felt so misunderstood. But you know what, Joey? We got to the bottom of it. The bottom of it was my husband had huge issues with abandonment. His mother became psychotic when he was 4, and he was put in a foster home, and his dad was away in the Second World War. I felt real misunderstood in my family because my father's New York Italian, and my mother's Southern, and I'm much more like his family. And she used to look at me like, who are you? She loves me, but she didn't get me. So when I could realize that my issue was feeling misunderstood, and he could realize that his was abandonment, that was a real growing, cutting edge for us. If you don't get to the bottom of those things, if you don't repair them, they really add up.
Oh, you have to talk to each other.
Exactly.
Communication skills.
And not just talk to each other, but say, what the heck is this really? And why am I so upset? Why am I so upset that I thought my wife was staring at somebody? You know, what? Why am I just off the wall about it? Or why am I so upset that someone doesn't understand me? We were just completely off the deep end. And I think if couples, I call it a train wreck, if they look at their train wrecks and don't blame the other person and say, what is this bringing up for me? Why am I so upset? That's what a good marriage can bring.
The new marriage is Linda Miles. We'll be right back. Joey Reynolds Show, live from New York.